This is an excerpt from Oscar of Between, Part 6. Horizon, earth, sky, this is day, this is night. In her early years, when reading her work in translation, how Nicole would say, horizon, silent H of French, the sound of utterly a different experience. Horizon, the O rising and falling, round as its sun, moon. His love of the letter H. The street B.P. Nickel grew up on in Edmonton. Prairie grid thinking, streets named after letters of the alphabet. For a boy, H was home. The hospice. Oscar's hands giving her dear friend Diana Reiki. The preciousness of this time together. When Oscar says goodbye, Diana's bony hand cups Oscar's cheek. They tenderly look in one another's eyes, not knowing if they will see each other again. Oscar leaving to work in Ontario for a week. Last time, the unanswerable. Last time, as in before, or is it now, as in final? There are many of both, so much so that time and last were rendered meaningless. 5 days, 5 nights, began when Oscar returned, Diana's body signaling its final hours, cooling of extremities, modeling, changing of breathing and pulse, hints of gluing hands and feet, beginning, then reversing, then beginning again, reversing, an inching in and out, in, out. Any time becoming no telling. Testing the water, yet something yet to transpire in herself, in one or more of us surrounding her, awaiting, not a resisting. Then the startling H on Diana's veins on either forehand, between thumb and index finger. Thumb, will, index, direction. The way we write a word in blue ink on our hand to remember something, yet. Horizon, not a demarcation, but confluence of everything. Everything in and out, of light, dark, without impediment, without punishing line, of our fears.